So if you've ever heard me at an event like this, you know that I'm usually very brief, and that is not going to be the case today. Because I've kind of got a lot to say. This is a State of the Science conference, so what I'd like to do here, I'm the Nadler Project Officer for this ROTC, and I'm the Nadler Project Officer for a lot of people in the room, and have been the Nadler Project Officer for others. What I'd like to do is take the opportunity to take a long view on State of the Science from Nadler's perspective. Over the last 40 years or so, Nadler has funded ROTCs that focused on improving the lives of people with psychiatric disabilities to better enable them to live the lives they want to live in the community. During that time, Nadler and Nadler, and RSA, depending on where we were at the time, and SAMHSA have collaborated in funding ROTCs, beginning with the first in 1979, before Nadler was Nadler, before it was NIDR, before it was NIHR, when it was RSA, and before SAMHSA was SAMHSA when they were part of NIMH. In 1984, NIDR and SAMHSA began to support ROTCs that focused on children with serious emotional disturbance. In 2003, NIDR added another ROTC to promote community living and participation for people with psychiatric disabilities, and that ROTC has always been funded by Nadler alone. Over the last 10 years, Nadler has funded 5 ROTCs, the one on community living and participation, 4 that have received funds from both Nadler and SAMHSA. During any given year over this period, there were 2 Nadler-SAMHSA ROTCs that focused on adults with psychiatric disabilities, and 2 that focused on transitioned youth and young adults with serious mental health conditions. All 5 ROTCs have engaged in research, have developed, participated in the development of evidence-based practices, have worked on the dissemination of knowledge, done training, provided technical assistance to support youth and adults with psychiatric disabilities. And among them, they cover all 3 of Nadler's 3 outcome domains, health and function, employment, and community living and participation. The collaboration between SAMHSA and Nadler is one of the most extraordinary collaborations I've ever seen as a federal employee. It began before the recent era in which the General Accounting Office and Congress started directing, encouraging, persuading federal agencies to collaborate. But that collaboration was founded and continued because our 2 agencies have shared a vision over the years. Nadler's mission statement changed a year or 2 ago, but I'm going to quote the one that preceded it. The mission was to generate knowledge and to promote its effective use to improve the abilities of individuals with disabilities to perform activities of their choice in the community and to expand society's capacity to provide full opportunities and accommodations for its citizens with disabilities. That shared vision with respect to people with psychiatric disabilities has carried the SAMHSA-NIDR collaboration over decades. I'd like to stress that Nadler's commitment to funding research, supporting people with psychiatric disabilities in their quest for meaningful lives, is strong and steadfast. In addition to the work done by the ROTCs, Nadler has recently funded grants from all of its other grant mechanisms to support work in this area for this group of folks. We have funded, in the last few years, really, an extraordinary number of Switzer fellowships. These are postdocs, individual grants, individual work people who do exceptional work. And those people have included Leigh Shostra, who's in the room today, Vanessa Klodnick at Thresholds, Nev Jones, and Jonathan Delman. I bet most of you know all of them. They're known by somebody in this room, all of them. We have funded field-initiated projects, such as a recent one for weight management for people with psychiatric disabilities and others on cognitive remediation. We have funded DRIPS, including two that have focused on supported education and employment, one that focused on community living and participation, one that focuses on health and wellness literacy, and one that's developing a model of scale-up for employment interventions for people with psychiatric disabilities. Over the last few years of NIDLR grant competitions, and I will say this was particularly evident in this year's FIP competition, applicants, including successful applicants in this area, have become more and more apparent. And we've noticed junior researchers moving up the ranks, many of them with the support of senior researchers who are in this room today. So I would like to thank all of the NIDLR grantees here today for what went into the current state of the science, for your years of work, for your passion, and for your dedication to the proposition that we can use research and research findings to promote the recovery of people with psychiatric disabilities. As I think we'll see today, the evidence is pretty strong that we can.